What's up, everybody? High Banks Podcast, episode 189. Just Alex with you again this week. Can't seem to get a hold of Nick, so we'll just do a short one here. Hopefully, I can get Nick's pick in by the end of the show if he is able to send it to me. But we're going to go over a little bit of Atlanta from last week, the exciting finish on the Cup side. All three series were at Atlanta last week, and all three series are at Vegas this week. So a lot of racing early on in the season so far. But a couple things to go over first. There was a couple penalties that were handed down from Atlanta last week to the Stewart Haas team. So we'll get into that as well. But first we will go over the, we did go over the truck series last week, I believe, from Atlanta, with Kyle Busch being the winner there. So we'll start with the Xfinity series, from Atlanta. You know, usually it's the similar players up front, with the Xfinity series side of things, especially on these kind of drafting tracks. So we saw a usual winner there again, and you know, back to back, Austin Hill was the winner in the 21 car. So he went back to back, won at Daytona in the season opener, and now won at Atlanta a week ago in the Xfinity series. So 2 for 2, heading to Vegas for the Xfinity series. So we'll see if he can go 3 for 3 in the Xfinity series. So, you know, other than that, on the Xfinity side, nothing really major happened as far as issues. Obviously, there were some, you know, some issues. Austin Hill was even involved in an issue himself. So, you know, that's, you know, how it goes on these drafting tracks. You're really out of it till you're officially out of it. So, you know, kudos to him and that team for getting that car able to stay up front, to have the speed in it, and, able to get the victory again. So a couple things from last week, as far as the truck side of things. I know most people who watched the truck race saw the windshield on different trucks looked like it was caving in there. Bailey Curry's ended up flying off. So they did, no penalties there. They did implement a new, I guess, latch or bracket to make a stronger connection there. So that's a plus, because obviously we can't have roofs flying off and things like that, but you know, so we'll see how that kind of moving forward, how that goes in the truck series and everything. Couple penalties though, there was from Atlanta. Joey Logano was fined $10,000 for the webbing in his glove, which was, they were outdated gloves by the manufacturer and all that. So he got fined $10,000. And Noah Gregson, Ryan Preece, and their teams were docked 35 points for a roof air deflector that was confiscated before qualifying at Atlanta. And it's not a part that NASCAR gives. So the teams install those parts from their shop. So big blow to those teams as far as the point standings go, especially since we saw that Stewart Haas wasn't really the strongest last year, contended for wins and everything. So hopefully they can kind of turn things around. But Noah Gregson, Ryan Preece docked 35 points, as well as their teams docked 35 points for those penalties from a week ago. Some other quick news here before we get into the lineup or the finishing order from the Xfinity Series at Atlanta. Dale Jr. Will not be back in the booth at NBC this year, taking the year off. And then starting next year, he'll be on Amazon Prime and TNT. So a little bit different for Dale Jr., a little bit different for us fans here, obviously, starting the streaming services next year for NASCAR with Amazon coming aboard, and TNT, what used to be on TNT years ago. They're making a, you know, some comeback here. So I think they're each doing six races between Amazon and TNT. So a total of 12. So we'll see how Dale Jr. does in the new settings and everything across two different platforms. But sad to see Dale Jr. He was definitely exciting to listen to on the broadcast at NBC. And, you know, he'll definitely be missed this year. You know, when we transition into the second half of the year and NBC takes over. So kind of curious to see if they add somebody else in there. But Dale Jr. was so attentive, knew what he was talking about, tons of information. Definitely going to be hard to replace him, but we'll see how he does. Looking forward to it next year, Amazon and TNT for Dale Jr. But the going back to the Xfinity Series, like I said, Austin Hill was your winner. Chandler Smith second. Shane Van Gisbergen, his first career top five, and third. Sheldon Creed, fourth. Parker Retzlaff, fifth. Jeremy Clements, sixth. Anthony Alfredo, seventh. Jeffrey Earnhardt, eighth. Ryan Truex, ninth. And Sammy Smith, round out of the top 10. So a couple of these guys started 20th or further back in the field. So Parker Retzlaff, back-to-back top fives for him to start the year. Obviously, I mentioned SVG getting his first career top five. So he's got a strong start to the season as well. And, you know, we'll see moving forward how he does on the intermediate style tracks, everything. Like I said, they're at Vegas Saturday, March 2nd at 5 o'clock on FS1, 200 laps, 300 miles out there in Vegas. And it's supposed to be windy all weekend out there, so we'll have to see how that plays a part in, you know, everything of that nature. So we're doing this show Saturday morning here, but going to kind of save the truck race and everything, all that, for next show. You know, so we'll get into all that next time. We had a first-time winner in that series. Very exciting for that young man. So if we go to the Cup side from Atlanta, what a finish here. And it was one for the books here, obviously, at Atlanta. We had an early incident early on, before lap 10, that involved a ton of cars. Josh Williams, Noah Gregson, Zane Smith, Christopher Bell, you know, more involved, but finished the race. Brad Keselowski out because of an accident, same with Larson and Briscoe. As well as Josh Berry. So a lot of guys, you know, got caught up in a wreck here or multiple wrecks and ended their day. That's the kind of style of racing it is with the plate tracks. And, yeah, that's just how it goes. So, but as far as the racing itself goes, it was great racing, a lot of passing, especially for the lead. We had two wide, three wide, even four wide at some times. It was really incredible to watch these guys go about their business and not really have as many wrecks as you would think when you hear four wide at Atlanta. But really incredible ending. It was definitely one for the books here. Three wide coming off turn four. And it was just a drag race to the finish between Daniel Suarez, Ryan Blaney, and Kyle Busch. And they finished in that order. Daniel Suarez getting the win, second career win. Ryan Blaney second, Kyle Busch third. Ryan Blaney lost by 0.003 seconds, 3 thousandths of a second. And Kyle Busch in third lost by 7 thousandths of a second. That's how close it was. Photo finish there at the end. Real time, you couldn't tell. Looked like Blaney got him at the line. They, you know, obviously slowed it down and Suarez got him. So congrats to them and Team Trackhouse and everything on that win. Austin Cindric, strong run, finished fourth. Bubba Wallace, fifth. Ricky Stenhouse, sixth. Ross Chastain, seventh. Michael McDowell, eighth. Chris Buescher, ninth. And Ty Gibbs, rounded out of the top 10. So good run for a couple guys. Cindric, Bubba, Ricky Stenhouse, McDowell, another top 10. So teams are looking strong. Todd Gilliland looked very strong in this one, not to show for it. Finished 26th. I think led the most laps in this race. So he led in the 500 and he led at Atlanta. And obviously McDowell winning the pole at Atlanta was, you know, front row seems to have the speed coming into this year to contend for wins and everything. So that's good to see, you know, more teams up in the competition and everything like that. So, but the finish, yeah, definitely one for the books here. Hoban Blaney had crossed the line first, obviously being biased there, but always good to see guys that don't really win as much get the wins. And we know how hard Daniel Suarez has worked to get to where he is and all that kind of stuff. So definitely good to see him get the victory at Atlanta last week. So for our the Twitter poll, it'd be short, sweet here. It was 100% yes on if Atlanta was a good race or not. So obviously I would have voted that way as well. I imagine, you know, most people would have, but there's always those ones that, you know, don't really like it. As far as me and Nick's picks, I went with Michael McDowell, who finished eighth. Nick went with Brad Keselowski, finished 33rd. Like I mentioned, he got caught up in a wreck later on in the race. So we're tied at one going to Vegas this week. So should be exciting. Like I said, the wind out there in Vegas, gusting to 40 could play a factor in this one. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we see some good racing. We've seen some good racing in the Gen 7 car there before. So we'll, you know, hopefully look forward to that moving forward as well. So Nick was able to send me his pick in. So I'll give you that in a second here. But first, the cup race from Vegas, Sunday at 3:30 on Fox, 267 laps, 400 miles. Back to the kind of intermediate, what we're used to seeing kind of track here on this little two-race West Coast swing with Vegas and Phoenix on the schedule. So, like I said, hopefully we could, you know, keep up the good racing here, keep up the momentum for NASCAR and everything, and keep going in the right direction. So hopefully that's the hope here. So like I said, Sunday, 3:30 on Fox. 267 laps, 400 miles for the Cup Series and the Xfinity Series. Saturday, 5 o'clock on FS1, 200 laps, 300 miles. And the truck race had already happened, so we'll go over that next week's show. You know, definitely exciting in that respect as far as the winner and everything like that. So our picks for the cup race at Vegas. I'm going to go with Kyle Larson in this one, get back on the Kyle Larson train on the mile and a half. Nick's going to go with Ross Chastain. So we'll see what these guys can do at Vegas coming up on Sunday. So that'll about wrap it up here. You know, make sure you follow the socials, X/Twitter, High_Banks2_, Instagram, High_Banks_podcast. Go check out Jacob Jones Music, wherever you listen to music. We'll be back next week to recap Vegas, all the races from, you know, Las Vegas Motor Speedway, and then preview what we got coming up in Phoenix, which could kind of be a small prequel to the championship race later on in the season. So we'll be talking to you guys next week.